Tonight, snowbound, cities paralyzed, highways snarled, flights grounded as a massive storm dumps over 2 feet of snow with hurricane force winds. Tonight, who got hit and who got spared and what's next? Shockwaves from a nonpartisan report showing 24 million fewer Americans would be insured under the GOP's plan. The White House pushing back, Republicans anxious. Hot seat, the nation's most powerful Marines under fire before Congress over a growing scandal, nude photos of female Marines posted online. Running up a score, the key to getting a mortgage, a car loan, and credit cards. Why credit scores for millions are about to improve. And a comedy of errors, the family from the viral video that had millions in stitches sharing their story. Nightly News begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening to our viewers in the West, no doubt pleased to have been spared what friends and relatives here in the East went through today. A massive late winter storm that swept up the Northeast coast, grounding air and rail travel to a halt, and it's still pounding parts of New England with blizzard conditions as we come on the air tonight. Millions are digging out from the storm that dumped blowing snow and sleet along the Washington, D.C. to Boston corridor. From several inches in big coastal cities like Philadelphia and New York to close to 2 feet in many inland cities. The storm packing winds up to 70 miles per hour. It left hundreds of thousands without power, caused countless accidents on the road, and impacted the entire country as 6,000 flights today to, from, and through the region were canceled. Miguel Almaguer is in Massachusetts tonight with the latest.
Tonight across New England, the whiteout and the wipeout. A blizzard wreaking havoc across 8 states.
It's really bad outside.
70 million caught in the crosshairs of this dangerous winter wallop 6 days before spring.
Everyone just wishes it was spring, right? That's what I wish.
Across much of the Northeast.
1 week it's warm, next week blizzard.
The roads, railways, and waterways crippled by blinding snow and whipping winds.
I've seen a couple of accidents. I've only been walking for 5 minutes.
From pounding waves and flooding along the Northeast coast to the mid-Atlantic states, this nor'easter taking aim inland. Up to 30 inches of driving snow from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. This time-lapse showing the snowfall in upstate New York. But lower totals in coastal cities, where instead there was a sloppy mess of snow and sleet. D.C. prepared for 7 inches of snow, but saw less than 2. Philadelphia expected up to 14, but got 6. And New York prepared for up to 18 inches. So far, just about 7 have fallen. Massachusetts wasn't as lucky. An army of snow equipment scrambling to clear roadways that are now deadly. Too many spinouts and accidents to count. Even the snow plows having trouble.
I advise anybody, stay home. If possible, stay home. Don't come out unless it's an emergency.
Roads are that bad.
And if it's an emergency, you call us. We'll come help you.
In some areas, the wind may be more treacherous than the snow. Hurricane force gusts ripping across the region. In these bone-chilling temperatures, this could be a killer cold for the nearly 150,000 who lost power or heat.
That combination on the coast especially of high winds, wet snow, and freezing rain could result in some significant power outages.
With up to 2 feet of snow expected in parts of Massachusetts, schools are already shut down in Boston tomorrow. Tonight, this storm was hit or miss. But for those in the bullseye, this is the misery of a direct hit.
Tonight, to give you some perspective, we've launched our drone over one neighborhood in Worcester. What a whiteout all across this area. And with more snow in the forecast, when neighbors here wake up, they're going to have to dig out of several inches of snow just to make it outside of their front doors. And once they do, Lester, they'll have to dig out their cars. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, late tonight, there was an 80-mile escort by the National Guard to get a nearly 2-year-old child to the hospital for an emergency operation. What a day. Lester?
What a day, in fact, just a few days until spring. Miguel Almaguer, thanks. The most dramatic impact from this storm may be on travel, both in the air and on the tracks. Amtrak suspended train service as the big airlines canceled more than 6,000 flights today. Another 900 already canceled for tomorrow. NBC's Tom Costello is tracking it all for us, a major effort to get things moving.
At New York's Big Three, an all-day effort to clear thousands of tons of snow, with nearly every incoming and outgoing flight canceled. A Flight Radar 24 time-lapse shows the busiest airspace in the country last week and today emptied out. Chinese student Zhen Tian was walking the airport terminal.
How long have you been stuck in New York?
3 days.
3 days? Yeah. And how many more days until you can get out?
3 days more.
How rare is this? Outside curb check-in here at LaGuardia? Empty. Inside, same story.
No one at the airline kiosks, at the counters, or in the terminal.
And the gates to TSA, the checkpoint, also closed.
All of the planes that should be here instead waited out the storm here, in Charlotte, Atlanta, and airports outside of the storm zone. The ripple effect stretching nationwide. Stuck at Miami International, Jean Bartholomew trying to fly north after a vacation in the Caribbean.
We had to go get a hotel. But some people here can't afford hotels.
In Los Angeles, Sylvia Brookhoff waiting to fly east.
Stuck in L.A. till Friday and gonna hang out at the beach.
From planes to trains as Amtrak worked to reopen its lines.
It looks like I'm gonna be heading out on one tomorrow morning.
By midday, flights were starting to land again in Washington, while back at LaGuardia, the Vargas family from Chile, stuck and rebooked on a Friday flight, gave up, choosing to drive 20 hours to Miami. Maybe there they can catch a flight home.
So, not a lot of movement in the Northeast today. Take a look, though, at the FlightAware misery map. It gives you a real-time indication of what's going on. A lot of red today. Boston, New York, Philly, Washington recovering, but even Chicago has struggled today. Lester, the airlines are hoping that tomorrow they can jumpstart operations. Back to you.
Tom Costello in New York. Thanks. Al Roker was out in snow-covered Central Park here in New York. Al, some areas just got clobbered. Others were spared the worst. Break it down for us, and what's next?
Well, it's just like we told you yesterday, Lester. A difference of 100 miles east or west made all the difference. The storm started hugging the coast. And if you follow on our map, I-95, that's the line in red, well, it brought in warm air from the Atlantic. So along the coast, you see the rain behind and to the north and to the west of I-95, all snow. This evening, Boston, you'll have light snow into the evening. New York City and Boston, wind gusts 35 to 40 miles per hour. It keeps moving up through Wednesday. We'll see snow showers throughout the region during the day with strong gusty winds. And as far as further accumulations, we're basically looking at a few inches of snow in upstate New York. And as you get into northern New England, we could be also seeing anywhere from 8 to 10 inches of snow. Lester?
Al Roker in Central Park, thank you. In Washington tonight, amid the snow, shockwaves are being felt from something of an earthquake by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, forecasting the GOP's health plan would result in 24 million fewer people insured in the next decade. The White House is pushing back as millions of anxious Americans wonder what to believe about what is going to happen to their health coverage. Here's NBC's Peter Alexander.
Less than 24 hours after an independent analysis dealt a punishing blow to the Republican plan to replace Obamacare, the White House is trying to resurrect it.
This is it. If we don't get this through, the goal of repealing Obamacare and instituting a system that will be patient-centered is going to be unbelievably difficult.
The strategy, in part, mocking the report itself.
Good morning from Washington, where, as you can see, according to the Congressional Budget Office, it's sunny and 74 outside.
The sun is, well.
That nonpartisan estimate that says 14 million more people would be uninsured next year undermines President Trump's recent promise of insurance for everybody.
I think the president's goal is to provide insurance, to make insurance available to everybody. Yes, that's what he intends to do.
The White House says the bill is the first in a three-part process. Democrats say it only helps the rich, and even some Republicans are skeptical.
Why House members would want to vote for this bill and pay the political price for voting for this bill if it is doomed to failure in the Senate.
Tonight, the fight over health care is also raising new questions about the relationship between House Speaker Paul Ryan and the president, punctuated by this recording just released by Breitbart.
I am not going to defend Donald Trump. Not now, not in the future.
That purportedly Ryan's response to candidate Trump's Access Hollywood scandal last fall. But the timing of the release could deepen any divide. Breitbart, formerly run by Trump advisor Steve Bannon, is taking aim at the health care plan, dubbing it Ryan Care.
Republicans have built this up as such a big deal. They've made it too big to fail. The problem they have is when something's thought of as too big to fail and it's in danger of failing, you've got a problem.
Also tonight, Republican Lindsey Graham is warning the FBI that it better respond to his Senate subcommittee's request for any information that backs up President Trump's wiretapping claims. The White House tonight says it's extremely confident those allegations directed at President Obama will be proven. Lester?
Peter Alexander at the White House, thank you. While the debate rages in Washington, many across the country are trying to calculate the personal impact of the proposed plan. We went to Arizona, a state that voted for President Trump, and where now some fear the GOP's answer to Obamacare could cost them their coverage. NBC's Katie Beck has more.
So you still hear a little bit of congestion from the bronchitis.
For a lot of people, this could be a life or death situation.
Yes, it could be.
At the Adelante Health Center in Mesa, Arizona, fear about the Republican plan to freeze the expansion of Medicaid.
For our patients that anticipate losing their benefits, they're really scared.
Arizona was one of 31 states to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. More than 400,000 people in the state gained coverage, including working mom Misha Johnson.
If you were to get sick, you know, hospital bills are through the roof. If I didn't have the insurance when I had him, you know, God knows where I'd be.
Maricopa County voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. Many seeking change after Obamacare premiums spiked dramatically and health insurance companies fled the market.
Kim Sertich, a small business owner in Phoenix, met with President Trump yesterday.
We have a lot of people in Arizona paying a big penalty.
Yes. Not only would the premiums go up and then the cancellation letters keep coming, but my deductibles would go up.
But the Republican plan would mean higher costs for many Arizonans needing to buy insurance, especially those older and low income. The plan replaces direct subsidies to buy insurance with tax credits. And those tax credits would average 71% less than the current subsidies for someone in Arizona who's 60 years old, making $40,000, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation.
You look good.
For some patients in this red state, the future of their health care is uncertain. Katie Beck, NBC News, Mesa, Arizona.
Let's turn now to the heated moments today in our nation's capital. The Marine Corps' top brass took incoming fire from senators over the nude photo-sharing scandal rocking the military and faced tough questions about how something so shocking could happen under their command. NBC News Pentagon correspondent Hans Nichols has details.
Tonight, the country's most powerful Marines under fire on Capitol Hill.
Denigrating female Marines who will give their life to this country in the way they have, with no response from leadership. I can tell you, your answers today are unsatisfactory.
General Robert Neller testifying why he didn't know about nude photos of female Marines circulating online without their consent. The photos allegedly posted to a 30,000-member group, Marines United. The Marines say roughly 500 members accessed the sexually explicit images.
We haven't just a fact with all Marines that all Marines are Marines.
Neller facing a skeptical audience.
When you say to us, it's got to be different, that rings hollow.
I don't have a good answer for you. I'm not going to sit here and duck around this thing. I'm not. I'm responsible. I'm the commandant.
Senators calling for more discipline.
Fear of degrading a fellow Marine needs to be increased, particularly when that fellow Marine is a young woman trying to serve her country.
Neller calling for more Marines like Erica Butner to speak out.
Victim blaming and the excuse that some are giving that boys will be boys needs to stop.
A cultural change that Neller says is necessary and non-negotiable. Hans Nichols, NBC News, The Pentagon.
Turning overseas, where North Korea is threatening, quote, merciless attacks over joint U.S. military exercises with South Korea. A stark warning just as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to arrive there for a four-day tour. NBC's chief foreign affairs correspondent Andrea Mitchell has late details tonight from Tokyo.
Tonight, with F-18 fighter jets taking off from the American carrier USS Carl Vinson on joint military exercises with South Korea, North Korea is issuing stark warnings that they'll unleash merciless attacks if those ships stray into North Korean territory. The Navy calling these routine military drills.
The purpose of this exercise is to reinforce our alliance with the South Korean Republic.
All of this as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to arrive in Japan tomorrow. Tensions here rising quickly. The U.S. now announcing it will deploy drones carrying Hellfire missiles to South Korea, in addition to a new missile defense system. All after the young, unpredictable dictator Kim Jong-un last week fired missiles into the Sea of Japan, calling them a test run to hit American bases nearby. 50,000 U.S. troops are based in Japan, 28,000 more in South Korea. The White House is working on a North Korea strategy, including those military steps and cyber attacks to try to sabotage North Korea's missile launches, as this is shaping up as the first major foreign policy test for the new administration. Lester?
Andrew Mitchell from Tokyo tonight. Still ahead, trouble getting a mortgage or a car loan? Help is on the way. The big change that could send your credit score climbing to new heights. Also, it's the viral video seen around the world. Now the accidental stars are breaking their silence about this now infamous interruption. We're back now with some news about what's essentially the key to making life's big purchases, your credit score. A good credit score helps you buy a home, a car, get credit cards. As anyone with a bad credit score or relatively little credit can tell you, convincing a bank to lend you money can be quite difficult. Well, now comes word that credit scores for millions are about to shoot up. NBC's Jolene Kent explains why.
Small business owner Katie Brown says she has a near-perfect financial record, but she can't get a mortgage to buy a home.
I have a consistent income. I pay my bills on time. But because I don't have several lines of credit, if I wanted to buy a home, I would have to pay for it in cash.
Brown may soon benefit from a new program from credit scoring service FICO that will use cell phone and cable bill history to provide a new type of credit score.
Your credit scores are going to go up.
And there's another change for Americans who want to borrow money. The big three credit agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, dropping certain parts of criteria for your credit score. They will no longer evaluate or consider tax liens and civil judgments. Beginning in July, 12 million consumers will see their credit scores go up.
It's good news for the consumer, clearly, because the credit score is used almost ubiquitously across the world of consumer finance.
Are we going to see more people buying houses and buying cars?
Well, what I'm seeing is humongous excitement, primarily from people who have liens and judgments, because now they realize that they don't have to sit there and wait 7+ years for these things to age off of a credit report organically.
Brown, who has no black marks on her record, is hopeful she can demonstrate she's worth the risk. She's taken out a credit card with limited credit to prove she can pay off a loan.
At my age, I'm looking forward to buying my first home in the next few years.
New changes giving many Americans credit where credit is due. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Atlanta.
We're back in a moment with a very striking image and a close call caught on camera. We're back now with a bolt from above. Take a look at this scene caught on camera. Lightning striking this Baptist church in Georgia, blowing a hole right in the side, leaving $30,000 in damage. Thankfully, no one was hurt. And the winter storm, New York City officials urge as many people to stay off the road as possible today, but some on Staten Island didn't seem to heed that order. Two runaway ponies, specifically, escaping from their owners and leading police on a rather slow-speed chase. As you can see, cops eventually caught up with them, placing the pair on horse arrest. I don't think that's a thing. And from one extreme to another, it's called a super bloom, growing in the unlikeliest of places, a Southern California desert. Recent rains have brought wildflowers back in force there after years of extreme drought. When we come back, their video cracked up tens of millions of people. Now they're opening up about how their lives have changed since going viral. Finally tonight, you've probably seen it by now, the viral video that's been viewed over 84 million times and counting. People just can't stop laughing at these kids interrupting their dad at the worst possible moment. And now the family is speaking out about what you didn't see behind the scenes. Here's NBC's Kelly Cobiella.
Tonight, Professor Robert Kelly says he still won't go near his phone.
Put them in airplane mode or whatever for a while. I've turned off Twitter alerts and Facebook alerts, and I'm not even going near YouTube.
The viral fallout from that video. Kelly in his home office trying to explain South Korean politics live on the BBC when his daughter sashays in. Then his son, then his frantic wife, spawning copycats from Italy to The Tonight Show. Today, Professor Kelly was bravely back on camera, this time trying to explain how it all went down.
I've been doing TV for a while, and that never happened before, obviously.
Yeah, most of the time she locked the door. Yeah.
4-year-old Marion's adorable swagger. Kelly says she was in a great mood after her birthday party at school.
Once my son came in a little roller, then it was sort of... Then there was nothing I could do.
The family wasn't prepared for worldwide fame.
Mostly we're interested in this sort of like fading to a manageable level.
Marion might have other plans.
Now she wants to talk to you. Want me to bring her in? This is my life, man.
His expertise may pay the bills, but a moment with Marion.
What did you do for your birthday at school, honey?
Priceless. Kelly Kobiella, NBC News.
I feel a reality TV show in their future. That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.